Hello, everybody. Thank you for still listening to my podcast. This time I recorded with Wilku on GTA 5 and Watchdog Speedrunner, who explained those speedruns to me and why he speedruns them, which was very interesting in the beginning. But towards the end, we had more of an open discussion about speedrunning. It was less an ask questions and get an answer. It was more like discussing about the topics, you know, telling our stories. So if you're more into that, just listening to two people talking about his speedruns, then this is like the perfect episode for you. We recorded for quite a while, so it's a two-parter again. Today you will listen to the first half of the recording, and next week I will upload the second half of the recording. Hope that's all fine for you, and now let's enjoy the episode. Hello everybody, welcome to a new episode of Speedrun Education Podcast. Today I have Wilku, I think I can just call you by this name.
Yeah, yeah. That's works fine.
And he is a GTA 5 and Watchdog speedrunner, that's like what he introduced me, himself. So yeah, hello, say hello, man.
Hello, welcome to the audience. It's good to be here, like, yeah, it was fun. Like, I sent an email to you.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. It was like, normally I search for guests, like interesting people in the speedrunning community, but this was the first time somebody like actually wrote me an email and said, hey, I like your podcast, I want to be on it. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? How far have I gone with this already? It's like, yeah, it was kind of insane. So I was searching desperately for a guest to be on this show. So I found him, or he found me, basically. So that's why he's here. So, yeah, welcome. I'm
thanks,
excited.
Thanks. Yeah,
so
it's good to be here.
Well, first of all, because I just want to know it personally, what was your, like, why did you want to initially be part of this podcast? Like, because you were the first person who reached out to me.
Yeah, that's a good question, actually, because I was like, just during this quarantine and stuff, I was just like looking on Spotify, like, what can I listen to, like, podcast or whatever, and I found some speedrunning content, and oh, this seems like a good podcast, and I started listening to episodes. And there was this like clicking in me, like, oh, this is actually very relatable, like the mindsets and improvements. Like, yeah, it's just it home. And I was like, did I have any chance of being on this podcast? And then I just hit you up and yeah, got on.
That's
seems
cool.
Good.
Yeah, obviously my initial thought, because I see like so little like content about like there's a lot of speedrun content out there, obviously, with all these streams and like so many tutorials, but there is so little just talking about the mindset aspect or like, how do you practice? How do you like stay healthy with yourself and with your mindset? Don't get frustrated and all that stuff. It's like super hard to, you know, actually create good content around this. I get that, but like nobody, I feel like the entire speedrun community is talking too little about these things in the public.
That is true. It's not being addressed enough, I feel like, and it's like very niche and nobody has like,
yeah, like I feel like everybody suffers with it on their own. Like,
yeah, that's true. Like everybody just goes through it themselves and finds the way most optimal way to handle it themselves.
But nobody's talking with each other about this. So this is like the initial idea why I want to do this. So that's cool that you wanna, you know, be on here and that you know connected with the topics. That's I mean, basically, you are the audience I'm aiming for. So happy that you found me.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah, we already said what games you do speedrun, GTA 5 and Watch Dogs. So I have, like, personally, I know these games, but I've never played them. So can you, like, tell us why you speedrun these games and what makes the speedrun, like, interesting?
So for me, I started speedrunning, and I noticed speedrunning was about, like, March of 2019 when I started. Like, I was just looking for YouTube, and the algorithm popped up one of Friendly Baron's videos called Casual versus Speedrunning GTA 5, and it's like, I have played GTA 5 casually a lot before I started speedrunning it. And like, I have like 2000 hours in GTA Online.
That's
I played on Xbox One, and yeah, I was involved like in the racing community or whatever. So I had like a knowledge about driving mechanics or whatever. And then I just was like, this seems like a cool idea. And I got a pretty decent computer because it was like, I built it on the December of 2017. Yes. So then I was like, sure, I'll give it a shot. And then I like did my first run of GTA 5. I can't remember the time. It was like 7 hours and 27 minutes probably. But it was like, I was like, I studied from different people, from the Verticard holder, of course, and took some notes before that. And yeah, it's been very fun. And
so
then
what was the world record back then? Or like, compared to your first run, which was around 7 hours, like how much slower did
I was like over 1 hour off Vertigo for sure. It was like 6:20 or something like that. And with Watch Dogs, this was a pretty different story. Like, first I played the game casually on Xbox One as well. Then I got it on PC as well, and I completed it. And like, I felt a lot faster compared to like when I played it the first time on console. Then I played it on PC casually as well. And I felt like, what is the speedrun of this? Because I first speedrun GTA 5 before I got interested about like other speedruns of different games, and I was looking for more games to play, sort of say. And I found Watch Dogs as well, so it's kind of good. And then I look at the World Digger, like, this seems cool. He does a lot of different stuff, which I didn't even notice that could be possible. And I was like, I might give it this one shot as well. And so I did, and it went kind of well. First run was like about over 2 hours of World Digger for sure, because the World Digger is really like solid, and he made no mistakes.
Okay.
I mean, he made some, but it was a pretty nice run.
So what do you like? Is the speedrun like more like the casual playthrough that you have like to go from each like location to the other and do your missions? Or like, I personally don't know how these games like end or progress. So maybe you need to explain a little bit more.
I'll elaborate a little bit. At least from like in Watch Dogs, it's like very, very open. Like you can do different executes. There's like hacking elements, so you can like hack people's phones and cameras and go through the level by cameras, or you can do combat, which you like kill the guards and hack the main objective, which you have to do. Or like there's like different approaches in Watch Dogs, which makes it a really cool game to speedrun. And there's some heavy glitches as well. So it's a Ubisoft game, so we have to avoid those and use like down patch. And in GTA 5, it's like very simple compared to, because like Rockstar games are usually very like linear or whatever, so there's no way to go or like around the checkpoints, because you fail the mission otherwise, so it's like insta fail if you do something very differently or you don't hit the marker or whatever. So we just kind of focus on the basic elements, like trying to go as fast as possible. There's a element called brake boosting, which like you use handbrake or like use regular brake to like sort of initiate a boost with our vehicles or cars. That's very fun.
I see. So a lot comes down to this game. It's just like so fascinating when speedrunning, you know, you play a game casually and you don't think like there's like that much movement you can do in a game. But like most games, even like modern or old, have like one thing that like makes the run faster in some way. It's like kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's
even
like all of it's optimizations found them.
Even like back in like really old games, like for the Super Nintendo or whatever, there's like stuff where you can like move one pixel faster, and that makes like the entire run by that many seconds faster, that people like even figure out that stuff is like so crazy, to be honest. So what do you primarily focus right now on, so people like learn what they can expect if they want to join your streams? Like, what do you grind currently, and what do you expect in the future?
Right now, I'm grinding GTA 5 Classic percent, like doing segments and such, because like I'm not very happy in my personal best right now, because it's like 4 months old and I still have like plenty of time saved now discovered, because I have improved during the time, but I haven't gotten a like solid run, complete full run of the category. So doing GTA 5 Classic percent, which is like the main game without using taxis, it's like mainly focused on a lot of
driving. Taxis like fast travel, basically?
Yeah, it's like fast travel to checkpoints or whatever you want to go. And not like dying to skip ahead, because there's a skipping feature where you fail 3 times, for example, like you can explode yourself by explosives and you can skip the next cutscene and the checkpoint as well. So
that's also banned in that category?
Yeah, that is banned in Classic percent as well. So it's I feel like it's the sort of the best speedrun-wise, the best character. I mean, of course, people like Hondo for different reasons as well, because there's collectibles and all the pastime activities, which are kind of fun to do, because they differ from the story missions.
Yeah, I also guess, like, for example, in 100%, because I know from other 100% categories or from other games, that there's a lot of routing involved, like, in which order do you want to collect all that stuff? Like, are really old games or really iconic 100% categories. Like, I just want to say Ocarina of Time, for example. The game went through like multiple reroutings and still getting faster just by routing the game differently with new included glitches. And I think every game can go in that direction. Oh, we find something new. Now we have to rewind all of it and have to like go through it in a different way just to save like 2 minutes in over routing, not with just the glitch, but just by routing. It's like really, really
Of course, Of course, like especially with GTA 5 and other GTA games as well, it's like there's so much routing and potential for like different routes to save more time, because there's like different elements which you have to connect to each other. Like, what is the fastest way around here? Do I need to buy property first before I can do like certain missions or whatever? Like,
A lot of planning goes into that
yeah, of
to
course,
find
and
out the
it's
fastest
still getting
way.
updated. Yeah, it's still getting updated though. Yeah.
So, are yourself into routing, or do you just do what other people figured out? Because
I don't
I'm
like.
not into routing, but I want to get into routing at some point
Well,
because it's like
this
so
is actually
fascinating.
kind of complicated answer, which I had would I like in GTA 5, not as well, not that much in routing, because like I don't do Hundo, but in Classic Percent, it's like primarily getting very optimized right now, and there's like a couple of very intellectual people in the community who like do primarily the rerouting or like suggesting different routes in Discord. So I guess like so to say, like what is good, or like give community feedback or whatever on the routes, like what feels faster, or could this be a potential route or whatever. Like I primarily focus on GTA 5 on the strats themselves, like trying to find new strats around like different things. So that's very fun, like strat founding or whatever. It's very time consuming, but I like to do this sometimes. And a Watch Dogs is a bit different story, because like there's no community around it, so like I sort of like found stuff on my own, like solo. So I'll try to figure and experiment with different like styles. Like of course, Watch Dogs, the main story is like you have to go from mission to mission. But in GTA 5, you can do like different missions in different orders before you can progress. So in Watch Dogs, it's sort of like driving lines or like driving routes. Like which route can you take to get over here? Like could it be faster? So I had to do some testing on my own. But yeah. And strats as well, and Watch Dogs as well. I have to find some new strats, because like the vertical is like 5 years old at least, so nobody runs the 80%, so it's kind of hard for me. But I like to play the solo. It's kind of annoying sometimes, but it's fun as well.
I stressed in like one of my recent videos actually that even though you there's no speedrun community for the game you would like to speedrun, I would still
Yeah.
suggest you to speedrun it because like you probably have your reasons to run this game, and if you enjoy the game yourself enough, you can like easily be the person who, you know,
Yeah.
figures everything out and becomes good.
Of course,
It's
of
obviously
course.
like the progress in a speedrun is obviously a lot slower without a community. Like in another episode, I had an interview with Cosmic, and he said like one interesting thing that without so many people researching stuff about the speedruns, a single person would never be able to figure everything out by themselves. Like never, never, ever would like all the really
Yeah,
good world
that is
records
true.
be done by like one single person in terms of discovery and glitch exhibition and whatever you can do with it. So I like that you know speedrun a game because you like and enjoy it, and not because you are searching for, you know, a popular
Yeah,
game.
because you're getting like more experienced or whatever, so it's like easier to find new strats or whatever, because you tend to know like which could be faster, or could this even be a potential strat. Because if you don't know enough about the game, it's like sort of hard to say like does this have any potential in the future, or could this be improved
We never know,
upon.
like it's like there's rarely a moment in speedrunning where you can say, oh, this run is unimprovable. Like in
It's like
nearly
almost
every game,
never.
there's a way to improve the run, even in like
Yeah, but
the oldest speedruns.
yeah, of course. But the ones which I run the most, they have the least amount of like potential time save discoverability, I guess we'll say sometimes. But I mean, in Watch Dogs, it's like sort of like because I have to do everything on my own, so you like never know like what more could be discovered, like how open is it, or like how much is there chance to find new time save or whatever. Like is it like I could even try to beat Vertigo at some point when I found enough new strats. But yeah, I don't know, it seems like it's like 75% way there already, so never again be sure.
Okay, one other thing before we jump over to like more mindset talk is when now somebody is listening to this and like I don't know, they enjoyed GTA 5 or Watch Dogs,
Yeah.
what would you tell them to, you know, start those speedruns themselves, because like you are obviously a person of that community now. So
Yes,
what would
yes.
you tell those people if they want to start speedrunning those games? Where can they find the Discord, whatever,
Well,
just talk about
definitely
it.
first go to speedrun.com and go to like forums, and there's like Discord channel. So if you don't have Discord, definitely download Discord and like get involved with the Discord server. So we have like strat channels in there, strat discussions in there, and like yeah, people discuss some new stats and like put them in confirmed after they have found they have like potential time saver. Yeah, and then probably just watch World Digger and what he does, and experiment with yourself as well. Like how can you do this, and how can I do different stuff? Like I do, like I would recommend heavily like do some segments before you go for a full run, unless you want to like sort of sandbag your like PB, then you can like get more improvement the next time. But if you want to get like okay first run, you can go for segments first and learn the basic elements of the game, like in GTA 5. In Watch Dogs, I would say it's a bit harder because there's no Discord, and yeah,
time
you have
to
go
make
with
one.
Yeah, you can go for it alone if you want, and you probably watch the World Digger first and see what he does and try to replicate it as well. It's very important as well. And see what you don't already know about the game, or like what strats you need to like, practice on, and then go for the first run. And of course, you're going to see improvement like almost every run then. Yeah.
Yeah. I find it like so interesting what you just said, that do segmented runs before your first run. I see a lot of people, including myself, who, you know, just love to jump right into it, because it's like, I don't know, I just like to have. Like, okay, when I, for example, when I learned my newer speed game, Hollow Knight, a long time ago, I first, like, went once through the route with a tutorial and learned all the boss fights, because the boss fights are fucking hard. And from that point, I just started to do the runs. My first run was, like, 1 hour 30, 40 slower than my current time. It's like, yeah, it's like, it was bad, but, you know, I just had my first run very quickly in that regard, and it was a lot of fun for me. But, yeah, for a lot of people, they just want to start with a good run right away.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, it comes down to you. Don't, like, let people tell you how you should, like, recommend you how to start a speed run, but don't, like, start it on your own or do it on your own way. It's like, you need to find out what you enjoy and not what others enjoy. Yeah. It's like really important, but it's like common sense for us now. But whenever I want to make like a video talking about like any mindset advice or whatever, I'm always in the first place saying to myself, wait, this is fucking obvious, nobody's going to benefit from it. And then I think about it once again, I'm like, wait, but those people never speedrun, so maybe it's not obvious for them. It's like,
we have some bad tomatoes as well on our Discord, which are like casual players or whatever, and they do their first run and they suggest new strats, and we have already done an experiment and tried a million different times already, and it's like, no, this will not work. But we don't want to shoot down the new players which are coming on the scene, because they are like future or whatever. So
it's kind of difficult sometimes to, you know, introduce people to communities, but it's like still cool. Like, speedrunning is still so new, I believe, even though like GDQ has been around for 10 years by now, speedrunning is still so is so new that like, it's like consistently growing, and it will grow so much more in the next 10 years. It's like kind of crazy that we are still like in the early age of it.
Of course, like it's still a very small minority who likes speedrunning in general, and
But because of things like GDQ, at least everybody knows, like, everybody knows what GDQ is, not everybody knows what speedrunning is. Like, I've talked with friends or actually with a teacher of mine who is sometimes around Twitch, but doesn't really know what speedrunning is, but he knows what GDQ is. And that was like really funny talking with a teacher of mine. I actually, that's quite funny. In 2 years ago, I had a presentation in English about AGDQ and how a speedrunning marathon is actually collecting money for a good cause. That's kind
of
funny.
That's great. That's actually great. I want to say one more thing about like getting involved, like when you do your first runs. Like, if there's any guides out there, definitely go look at them.
Yeah.
And, like, trying to learn from them. And of course, when I said about the segmented runs, it's like depending on the run length, like how long the category is, it doesn't make as much sense. If it's like a 30-minute run, then you probably shouldn't need to go for segment runs, because it would be like less than 10 minutes. So I don't know how much value you get from them, but
Yeah, especially in the beginning, like segmented runs for longer categories can definitely help. But if it's a 30-minute category, just try to go for it. But when you are, you know, refining or optimizing your game, then learn and practice in sections is like
the go-to. Like, my first two or three runs were like full runs. I didn't do like that much segment practice before them. Like I noticed when I started doing segments after that, like, oh wow, I make so many micro mistakes everywhere. Like I could fix this if I do like shorter run, like 1 hour segment, for example. But because you're in the long run and you're already so much in the minus, so yeah, it's fine. I just made a small mistake here and there.
Yeah.
But once you start getting more better times, you have to like sort of start taking more advantage of the small time losses as well and try to see how to improve on them.
Also, the longer you run a game, the more, you know, minor mistakes will actually you notice. Like sometimes in Celeste, I do like one tiny mistake. I get stuck on the corner for 0.2 seconds. I'm like fuck, this room was bad. And then a friend of mine telling me, look at me, I'm flying through all this room, but I say it's bad. And I'm like, you don't get it. You don't run this game.
Yeah, your standard definitely changes when you become a better runner, or at least faster runner. Like what you consider good or bad. There's no such thing as good or bad, actually, when you think about it, like philosophically or whatever. Like you consider good or bad yourself, and you determine what is acceptable for you, or like what which you don't take, where you like sort of have to reset when it's like too much for you. But I don't know, I believe like in the mentality of sometimes it's good to like finish runs, but we can get into that a bit later.
Yeah, we can actually go into that right now. Okay. Because you said like resetting and finishing runs. I'm personally a huge fan of just finishing a run. Yes. And I think resetting a lot, I mean, depending on the game, to be honest, if there's like a fake in the beginning that if you miss it, it costs you like 10 minutes, then you're okay, you can reset.
Yeah.
But if it's like a game with not that many big punishments, if you do a mistake, then I would recommend personally to not go for resets. But resets or no resets, I think is for the most part a mindset thing and what your goal is. So
yeah, for me it's like the momentum or whatever. Like if I see I'll go for full run of classic run, let's say, so my BB is right now like 6 hours and 90 minutes, and if I see like halfway like my direction or momentum, like I get more time loss, more and more that run goes forward and I make more bigger mistakes or whatever, like I'm not trying to throw the run or whatever, but I see like I'm not getting any useful practice of this one, and like I don't see like how much is there in more to learn during the rest of the run. Is this like losing time in real life for me to complete this one, or is it just better off taking a short break than doing a couple of segments before you end the stream?
Yeah.
Because if you notice like you're not playing that well, it's like fine, just continue. But like if you like considerably going worse and worse, then I don't see like sometimes the point of like completing different runs, but it's just different.
Sometimes like when especially when you're just aiming for a new PB or a new record, then yeah, go for resets. But for example, if you just practice something new and it's like in the late game of the run, for example, and you haven't reached that point in your like practice or in your full runs, then consider twice if you still want to reset or if you just want to get the practice in the late game section in the full run. Because in a full run, a late game section will feel completely different than if you practice it. Like you will be nervous and your concentration is like already gone depending on how long the run is. So it's like really important to get that time in. And I also think like for all the people who reset a lot, like my argument for not resetting is like most no reset runs are still like practice for you, whether it being like consistency or like dealing with stress or with deconcentration. Like in Celeste, which is my most speedrun game, I have like 900 hours only in that game. Like 700 hours or 600 hours are from just full runs, and like 80-90% of all my full runs I've completed in that game, and I've only like 200 hours on my practice time, which is, to be honest, to this day it's too little for me. I need way more practice time, individual practice time, but still for what I just did with full runs, I'm like very, very proud of it. And you know,
sort of see that. May I interrupt? Like, for example, if you keep resetting, that's like, it's not pretty good because you'll only learn, like, let's say if it's a 6 hour run, you'll only learn like the one first hour, like really well, but you just keep on resetting. Your end game will always be bad no matter what. If you don't, even if you do segments, it's like so much different. If you're on good pace, you will choke most likely, or like, there's a high possibility of that happening if you like haven't completed that many runs in like Pacific month or whatever.
I always say, like, if you want to reset a lot, then please, if, like, let's say your full run playtime and your practice time is 50-50. If you reset 90% of your runs, then please practice 90% of your practice time into late game sections, because otherwise, will never balance out. And so many people just want to save 1-2 seconds in the early game, or like depending on how long the run is, but they have like minutes to save in the late game. It's like just a waste of time, basically.
Exactly. And that's so like many people.
That's like the easiest mistake you can make by just resetting. It's like so obvious for us. Yeah. And I'm probably making it sometimes myself, but it's still like, it's so easy to just like see the red numbers on your splits and feel like, fuck, I need to reset now. Otherwise I won't get my time. But it's like, no, try sometimes like, do every now and then a no reset run. It's just,
of course, because sometimes
you
end up golding like the last place or whatever, and you're like, oh my, that was actually a really good practice, even if the start was pretty bad.
Yeah, and you will like, one thing you will see in no reset runs is like how your average skill is. Like if you're in a no reset run and you see like so much time lose in the late game that you know you need to practice late game, or it just tells you a lot.
Yeah, so like actually sometimes could be a bit better practice than actual segments, like then there's like more external pressure or whatever, like if this actually could be even a PB, even if you're like, you get time loss from the start. But it's always a fun story, like whenever you do no reset runs, like it always comes close, sometimes comes close to your personal best, like even though the early game was kind of bad, like wow, this could have been a good run. Like sometimes the good runs are always one of those which you don't reset from the start.
Yeah.
It sometimes happens.
One thing you said in your email, you want to talk about mindset, and I think we just kind of talked about mindset, but you probably had something in mind you want to talk about in particular, so go right ahead. Like, what do you want to talk about in mindset and when it comes down to speedrunning?
It's like, I had about like mindsets, like when like you should go for like a more aggressive place or like more like passive place. I mean, this is sometimes going to be very obvious, like when you're more towards like a positive or whatever, you're losing time, then you can go for a bit aggressive strats or whatever. And like sometimes you need to play safe when you're like getting BB, unless you're pushing for world record or something, like you're very close to getting a personal best, you should probably go for safe strats or whatever.
Mm.
Like I didn't have that much specific in mind, like just generally like
okay,
getting new BBs and like, well, practice. Yeah.
Then, like one thing you just said was like more aggressive stress. I always notice when I'm like ahead of time in the final chapter of Celeste or at the end of the run, I always like, I'm already shaky. I'm like breathing hard. My hands are shaken. Like my blood is pumping super hard. I feel like I can't play anymore. I play like super safe all of a sudden. Like it happens naturally. I can't even perform physically the fastest strats because my hand is like kind of numb at this point. And I think that plays into that because you're stressed. You're ahead of time. You don't need to push any further. But theoretically
like
saying,
final boss in the end.
Yeah. If you push further, you can like benefit a lot more from it, but that's another topic. But it's like, it's so like, I don't know. It's weird that we automatically, like, when we are ahead, we just, like, want to say to ourselves, we don't need to push too hard.
Yeah,
we are, like, fine with every time loss we get. Or, like, as long as I don't die here, if I just lose a little bit of time movement-wise, I'm fine.
BB.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's funny, like, the both games I speed on GTA 5 and Watch Dogs, the both ends are extremely hard. I mean, for many people as well, like, it's sort of like, you could call it, like, final boss in quotation marks, like, it's like probably one of the more harder missions at the end in GTA 5, where like there's a big shootout and everything, and like so much driving, and you can crash at the early drive. It's very hard. You need to go fast there because many people have time save at the last mission. And in Watch Dogs, there's a very hard hack on the second last mission, which is like you have like 2 seconds to turn like each piece to like complete the puzzle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fail, that's like a 10-minute time loss.
Oh god.
It's sometimes very stressful, like, oh man, don't want to choke this part right near. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to be honest, because we want to talk about mindset, I have a fighting game or a competitive background. Like, I played Super Smash Brothers for like 4 years now in tournaments. And what people told me after a few years is like, mindset is super important. And now I know mindset is like 50% or more.
Everything.
It's like, if you can't, you know, stay focused in a tournament or, you know, analyze the situation objectively, then you are screwed. And I think The more I speedrun, the more I want to say to myself, mindset is probably as important in speedruns as it is in fighting games, which not that many people agree with me, but when I look at speedruns, you know, how we practice, how we do full runs, how we react in full runs, how we, you know, handle mistakes, all comes down to mindset. Like sometimes you do a mistake you never have done, and it happens in the next 10, 20, 30 runs for whatever reason. You have never done a mistake there for the last 100 runs. You do once and now it's like screwed for the next 50 runs. It's like, fuck it. But I think all of it comes down to like how you look at it, and all of that comes down to how your mindset is about the game. Well, if you see a mistake happening like this, what do you do about it? What is it like actually something you have to look into again? Yeah. Or is it actually, like, is it like a critical mistake? Is it not a critical mistake? Sometimes I'm sorry that I'm talking so much, but sometimes I'm like, when I'm like on a good run, I have this like next room, I think about it because that strat is like so difficult. I failed it the last few times. Just thinking about it makes me fail it like 80% more, because you put all your mind to it. If you just play by muscle memory, you would probably have beaten it. So I think speedrunning is very, very mindset oriented, even though not that many people agree with it.
I could talk about that a little bit as well. Like, mindset is like a sort of a way, like when your pain threshold overtakes yourself, like how much time loss is like terrible. It's about all of your mindset. Like, I still could do plenty of improvement, and I still have plenty of sunset at the end, so this could be even BB, and it will be easy to play against next time. And like, of course, practice, like every single thing you do about speedrunning is related to your mindset. Like, how you practice, how you react to time loss, like when you like experience time loss, do you rage or do you get angry sometimes, of course on the spot, but like how do you analyze your own mistakes and what do you do about them? Like there's like so many things to address with your mindset, and like it's kind of sometimes hard to have a good mindset towards everything. Like
it's like very hard.
People struggle with it.
Especially sometimes I feel like, just because I'm streaming, I'm like, you know, a lot more energetic, or I just want to, you know, try to entertain people, because that's what we are here for on Twitch, like most people are there for. And, you know, you do a mistake, I'm a very emotional person, but I feel like because I'm streaming, I'm like 10 times more emotional, because I feel like I can express my emotions more. I have a reason to express my emotions. And then I die to a boss or whatever, and then I like fucking scream, or I don't really throw the controller, but I'm like jumping up in my chair and be like, fuck this shit, I practice this boss fight so often that now I die to it, what why does this happen? It's like not cool.
That's right, just right.
And you know, just because of things like that, you get like frustrated, and it's like so hard to get after, like if you get frustrated, it's like basically over, because you can't play like good anymore after this. It's like super hard to play good. Just because
like,
of that,
over it,
like I got I threw away a speed run at Hollow Knight recently. I died to a very weird boss I rarely die ever to, and that death alone was like, okay, I could have still PB'd by like 2 minutes, not by 4 or 5 minutes, but I could have PB'd by 2 minutes. But I was so frustrated, I died in two spots where it's like super unlikely to die. And because of that, I threw basically away a good run, even though I didn't die to the final boss, which is like way harder than everything else I died to before. But you know, at that point I was calm again, but the last 10 minutes I wasn't. So it's like,
it's kind of hard to get over the mistakes on the spot, especially like when you get under the bad mood or whatever. Like, how do you still perform the best? Like, it's super hard, and especially if you're streaming it, it adds some extra pressure. I could talk about the next topic.
Yo, wasn't that an awesome episode? I really hope you enjoyed the beginning of it, where he explained those speedruns, because I know it's like a very niche speedrun, GTA 5 and Watch Dogs. He says himself those communities are very small, but if someone out there who is interested in those speedruns got something out of this episode, hey, that's awesome, that's what we are here for. And I hope you like the discussion about mindset towards the end. I will guarantee you next week's episode, which is the second part of our recording, is more like we just talked about mindset, you know, how to approach frustration, all these things got like very well covered in next week's episode. So make sure you won't miss next week's episode, because if you like this one, you will also like the next week's. Make sure to follow my Twitch and my Twitter. I will update you there on my speedrun journey myself if you want to see me struggling through my speedruns. Also, the podcast recordings happen on the stream. All links are in the description if you want to check them out live or want to ask questions to the streamer, to the guest I invited to the podcast. See you next week.